And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa will be back next weekend. He's taking a little time off this weekend. Hey, in the studio with me, Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Fisherman's Landing, talking fishing here. And giving away a great prize. Three-quarter day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing is up for grabs to one lucky caller. All lines are filled up right now, but keep on trying. It's 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Have a chance to win that three-quarter day trip on the Liberty. And I'll tell you what, did you know lobster season starts this Saturday?
I did know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been funny. The last couple, 3 years, we've had such good fishing. People aren't talking about it that much.
I know.
But where else can you just drive out there, catch seven lobsters, and, you know, in sometimes a couple, 3 hours?
Yeah. It could happen.
It does happen.
Not easy, but it could happen. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, you know, Promar Lobster Seminar is going to happen at the Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos, the San Marcos location that our friend Laurie Byron runs over there.
Cool.
And in the tackle department there, Thursday, September 28th. That's this Thursday. Is that this Thursday? 28th already?
Yeah, it's crazy. But
are you kidding?
This
me?
Week, Sunday, next Sunday, so this coming week is October.
October 1st, next Sunday,
I know.
A week from today. Yeah, so Thursday, September 28th, 6:30 p.m. The man himself, Jim Salazar, will be there from Promar to talk lobster hooping at Turner's Outdoors. I mean, the space is very limited, so you want to call the shop. You can ask for Lori or anybody at the shop there at Turner's in the San Marcos location, 760-741-1570. That's the Promar Lobster Hooping Seminar with our buddy Jim Salazar from Promar, who, by the way, will be our guest in the studio 1 week from today.
Imagine
October
that.
October 1st, the first full day of lobster season. Jim Salazar from Promar will be in the studio with us. So
a perfect timing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that new Promar, the bigger net that they came out with last year.
Yep.
You carry those, right?
We definitely carry. That's the main one that we carry. Yeah. It. I don't recall the exact dimensions, but it's the biggest that the law will allow.
And it's a rigid one. They're great.
And that type of lobster hoop is so much more effective than the old flat ones. You know, it's the conical style.
Yep.
And so they crawl up a little, like a little pyramid.
Yep.
And they go down through the smaller hole to get the bait, and then it keeps them. They can still come and go as they please, and they've got footage of that, so that's why they're still legal. But they tend to stay in the net better and longer.
They can check in, but it's a little harder to check out.
That's right.
Yeah. But they work. But, yeah, if you don't still pull pretty hard, they can get out
pretty
easily,
that's,
too.
That's a standard technique that, you know, when you're going to pull, you want to get all the slack out of your line and then go quickly so that the water pressure keeps them in the net. Because they have a lot of force to that tail. They can you know, propel themselves out of that smaller opening.
Yeah, and the ace line hauler is the best way
to pull.
I'll tell you what. Once you go with the ace line hauler, you never go back. They've got a new one, faster and more powerful now.
Awesome.
Yeah, so acelinehauler.com. That's something you definitely want to have if you're real serious about.
Yep.
Especially hooping deep,
if
like over in
deeper
Catalina.
Water, exactly.
Even in the bay.
Yes.
You know, there's some 50, 60 foot pulls, man. You start pulling a lot of those, man, unless you're, like, got a young guy like maybe Caden along to pull the hoops for you. It wears on you.
Yeah, I'm all about the ace line hauler.
You gotta,
gotta
have one.
You have to.
yeah, no doubt about it. So lobster season starts. Make sure you have your lobster gauge. Each person on the boat has to have their
own. Each angler has to have their own. That's they don't give you any grace on that one.
Nope.
Also, you've got to have your lobster report card and have it filled out. And a big thing we've noticed in the shop, now that we're up and running, you know, 2 or 3 years with this new licensing system, if you don't turn it in and you come the next year to buy it, they will fine you at the point of purchase before they will let you buy another one. So we have guys coming in all the time. God, I thought I sent that in, and now they got to pay. You know, I think it's like $25.
Yes, it's a fine. That's
You can't get your lobster card for the following year until you pay that fine. So you pay it right at the cash register there, but it's just a bummer. All you had to do was put a 43 or 44 cent stamp on there and mail it, or what is it, 45 now? I don't know.
46.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. But anyway, so you need your lobster report card.
Yep.
You need a gauge for each person on, and you need, of course, your California fishing license.
Yeah.
Yep. Indeed. And don't forget, any take of crustaceans, including lobsters, illegal in Mexico.
Yep.
So you can't do it in Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk some fishing here, maybe some hooping too. Let's talk to Dan in San Diego. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. You know, I wanted to change my question. I hear people talking Spectra and Braid interchangeably. Is there a difference?
Well, all Spectra is Braid, but not all Braid is Spectra. Spectra is I believe it's DuPont has that trademarked, the Spectra fiber.
Yeah.
And then they take that Spectra fiber and they make a braided line out of it. Spectra was basically invented during the Gulf War back in 1991 as a way to drop supplies in. It's a very thin, strong fiber. And so rather than using regular rope, they would use a Spectra. Well, of course, some ingenious fisherman said, well, that'd be great for fishing.
Yeah.
So changed the world, you know. But there's also Dyneema, which is another fiber, and that's what a lot of these other braided lines are. So basically, braided line is the generic term. It's like monofilament. But then you might have very specific types of mono. But so Spectra refers to a specific fiber that a braided line is made from.
Yeah, now, and then there's
different... Is it all basically the same?
There's different grades of Spectra fiber, like Power Pro, Super 8 Slicks, Power Pro Hollow Ace, you've got Power Pro Max Quattro. The important thing to pay attention to is the number of carriers in
right.
the line, right? 8
yeah,
carrier,
so you've got
16
four
carrier,
carrier, 8 carrier, 12 carrier, 16 carrier... The 16 carrier is ridiculously almost too expensive, but it's a very high quality, easy to work with, especially in the hollow. But different.
If you're spicing, that's the way to go.
Right, but different braids have different characteristics, and so the 8 braid tends to cast real well. So a lot of times you'll see different brands like the Super Slick 8 that we talked about. It's a good kind of slinky, nice line, but it wouldn't serve you well as a hollow line. It's very technical, but basically you just want to know which one will work for me and why. And, this one casts well, or this one, is hollow and splices well, that type of thing. But, Spectra is just a brand name for a specific fiber.
And then there's different manufacturers,
so you've got,
like Power Pro.
Yeah, Power Pro, but Power Pro is not a Spectra fiber.
Oh, it's not?
No. But, so, for instance, Iserline is, Jerry Brown, Western Filament is. The Seaguar Threadlock is not.
Is not.
And I believe those are the Dyneemas.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then when we're talking about carriers, what we mean is the number of strands woven together. It's a very integrated and very complicated weaving process. They actually weave every foot of this line, and that's why it's so expensive.
You know what everybody should do is go on YouTube and type in something like... braided fishing line manufacturing and watch these machines. It takes like a half an hour to make 6 inches of line.
Yeah.
And they've got these giant warehouses that are working 24/7, 365. And it's pretty incredible to watch. I mean, you should
realize why it costs.
I will.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Dan, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning. 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Grant calling us from San Carlos. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, everybody. How are we today?
We're good. Great. How's it going there, Grant?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I wanted to take a moment, Doug, and thank you very much, and all the landings for that matter, for your generous support of our CCA functions as well as all the other donations you give out there to the fishing community. And just as far as CCA goes, we wouldn't know what to do without you guys helping us out, and appreciate it very much. And this past year we had a very successful event. That's all the parts that make up the whole, and thanks to you and all the landings for your support. I just wanted to get this opportunity on the air to say that.
Well, that's awesome. Of course, we're glad to do it. You know, we're all tugging on the rope the same direction, and we all have different ways that we can help. And so, you know, the anglers out there that go to these functions and, you know, participate in the raffles and give donations and become members, you know, and then obviously volunteers like yourself and in particular the board of directors giving, you know, amazing amounts of time and effort and intelligence and brain power and, you know, right on down the line, the CCA is an important piece of the puzzle for keeping our fisheries open and keeping our fisheries healthy. People don't realize it sometimes, you know, it seems like there's a us and them mentality, but truly the environmentalists are the fishermen. We want our resource. We're out there every day and we see the fish and we see nature, and we want nature to be healthy. And so that's, you know, a huge part of what we all do is trying to keep that ecosystem alive and fish responsibly and not waste the resource, but enjoy the resource. And so, you know, thanks right back at you.
Yeah, and you see Doug's Fisherman's Landing Tackle's footprint in a lot of places. Like, he always supports CCA, always supports Cap Morales Kids at Sea, always supports the San Diego Marlin Club, the San Diego Angler, San Diego Rod and Reel Club, all the local organizations that are important to fishermen. Doug, you're amazing, and you support Let's Talk Hookup.
Yep, I feel that if every person involved in the sport fishing industry would give a little bit to anything that promotes sport fishing, that rising tide would float all boats. And so I'm trying to do my part, and that's it's just how we are, and it's we're glad to do it, believe me.
And sadly, you look around the fishing world and industry, and there's not a lot like you, Doug, and there should be. There should be way more people doing the things like you to help support this their industry.
Yeah, and I mean, there's definitely some good guys out there, you know, doing the thing. And, you know, if, like I say, if everybody did what little part they could do, it you know, would help the entire industry. And we're all in this together. We're all fishermen. We love to be out there, and, you know, we want to see it continue.
Yeah, and that includes guys like you, just regular old anglers that don't have a stake in the game like Doug and myself. Grant, you do a lot of volunteer work. You help a lot with CCA, and hats off to you.
Well, thanks a lot. It comes as a joy to do, but like you said, we all have to pull on the same chain so we can keep pulling on those fish.
That's it.
You bet. All right, Grant. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you.
Check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with good information this week. They have lobster tips in there. You want to go catch some lobster, the Western Outdoor News has that. They have yellowfin tuna information, hunting, of course, in full speed, and, of course, some striper action, believe it or not. So check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Jumping back into the phones, Chuck and Dana Point, you're next up. Chuck, thank you.
Hey, guys, good morning.
What's going on there, Chuck?
Can't wait to see how good he cashed in a couple of years with a Trinidad.
I'll bet he's...
Stay off the spinning wheel, kid.
Yeah, we just started into that, and there's he's doing pretty good. But, you know as well as I do, it takes some practice.
Yep. Hang around the old guys. You learn a lot.
That's right.
Hey, listen with the start time on the lobster. At 6 in the morning? Is that what I hear?
Yep, that's it. They changed it just for safety reasons.
Yeah, it was a lot of confusion, a lot of boats out there at midnight jockeying for position, and, you know, you throw a little fog in there. It just wasn't a safe atmosphere.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, they just changed that for good reason, in my opinion.
It's still dark at 6
a.m.
right now.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it was a good thing. Here's my question that I called about. With the, you know, you're putting on the braid and all that money, it sure saves a lot of money because I was changing my mono, like, every couple trips.
Well, that's...
And I can leave that on for a while, but when you fight a big fish and it goes down, you know, when you're fighting those 150, they almost spool you, and then you come back on a couple times. Should I have that rewound, or is it done?
No, the line is going to be perfectly fine. The one thing that can happen is, you know, that line was in salt water, and when you go down that far into your spool, the salt water can remain there and cause a little bit of corrosion or pitting on the side of your spool. So, you know, some people actually, there was a whole process a while back where you could take your Spectra out and wash it. You know, you had this little spool deal. You spooled off your Spectra and you washed it and then you let it dry. But the reality of it is, we fill a lot of reels, and I rarely, if ever, see any issue when you go down deep into a spool with corrosion or anything like that. Probably the main thing is to make sure that when you level winded your line back on after fighting the big fish, that, you know, it's pretty level and not piled up in the middle or anything like that. So, I mean, if you were worried about it, you know, you could always bring it into the shop. We can take it off, inspect it, and reinstall it.
Oh, so you do that?
Yeah, we can do that. But it's pretty rare that anybody does. That Spectra's pretty bulletproof, and once you put it on there, you're good to go for a decade or more.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot.
It saves you a bunch of money.
It does.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're next up, Kenny.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. And yourself?
Ah, things are good. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I got an old Torium 16. It's got fairly fresh 50-pound Power Pro on it.
Nice.
I just got an Torium HG, and the old Torium's going to go on vacation, go into Shimano for some service. I've had it for quite a while.
Okay.
Can I pull that line off? It's 50 pounds. Can I pull that line off of that old reel and put it on my new reel?
Absolutely. It's a Torium 16, you said?
Yes, they're both are. 16. One's the older 16 and one's the new 16.
So unless I'm mistaken, the line capacity should be nearly identical. And as we talked about earlier, you've just got to make sure that that line gets put on very tight and you have to crisscross it. So if you can imagine, like, if you're wrapping a guide on a rod, you know, the thread goes right next to each other. Well, you want to stay away from that scenario. You want to have a crisscross pattern so that the line is digging down, you know, not into the previous layers, but it's, you know, it's being held up by the previous layers of crisscross line. And it's got to go on there very tight. Now, 50-pound, you know, that's one you probably could do at home if you had two people, somebody to hold pressure on the spool, and then somebody to crank the reel. But just make sure you do a very even crisscross pattern to keep the line level and keep it from digging down into itself when you hook a big fish.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Don in Upland, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Morning, Don.
Don, you still with
this
us?
John.
Oh, John.
Oh,
hi, John.
We got the wrong name on the screen, but Don, John, it sounds the same. So good morning, John.
Good morning, Jay. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to Cedro's tomorrow, Cedro's Adventures.
Nice.
Great. You're
going to love it. And I'm trying to – I talked to Rosie yesterday as far as I'm concerned about the weight, and also she's also concerned. So I just want to make sure I'm not – I want to take what I think I need, but I don't want to be overweight on the plane. So you guys have any suggestions?
Well, the new deal now is Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures, now charters their own flight out of the CBX terminal at Otay Mesa at the Tijuana Airport, which is so clean. The old rules down in Ensenada used to be 30 pounds per person, and then you have to pay overage. The new rules with the new plane, they don't have those regulations intact. So you have to be reasonable. You don't really need that much, John, to be honest with you. You need a few yo-yo irons, and you need a few sinkers and a few hooks and some plastics and some lead heads and maybe three or four rods max, and that's all you need. I don't know whether they have a 30-pound weight limit, but I would say if you went up to 40 or 50 pounds, you're good. Keep in mind, you're also going to bring fish back, so you want to keep your weight down. And the other fact is, at Cedros Sport Fishing, they do your laundry every day, so you don't need to bring a lot of clothes. So you just need to bring a jacket, a couple pairs of clothes, and you're done.
Okay, well, basically that's what I have, but I'm right at around 40 pounds, so
you're good.
Yeah, you should be good.
And I'm taking four rods and four reels, so
you're fine. That's perfect. Yeah. You're good. And that's the advantage of Sejo Sport Fishing is now that they have their own charter plane, you're not bound by that 30-pound limit. And they also they used to have a one-rod limit, and for every rod over one rod, you had to pay extra fee. No longer do you have to do that.
Nice.
So it's a very, very nice deal. Hey, good luck. All have
right,
a great trip.
One other thing. I'm the one that sent in the picture from Crawley Lake. I got the photo of the week.
Yeah. That was a great shot. How big was that fish?
Yeah. It was about four and a half pounds.
Nice.
Good one.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah,
we'll send us another one from Sandro, so the big calico or yellow you're going to catch.
I sure will.
All right, John. Have a great trip. Thanks
you
a lot for the call this morning.
Thanks.
And speaking of our photo of the week, check out this week's photo of the week at letstalkhookup.com. Just a beautiful, beautiful, I believe it's a broomtail grouper from one of the lagoons down in Baja. And young man Ethan Hale caught it. And very, very proud. That is quite a beautiful fish on the inshore. And it looks like he has a little Calcutta reel there, little inshore in one of the estuaries down in southern Baja. A great, great deal. A really beautiful grouper by Ethan is our photo of the week this week at letstalkhookup.com. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more talk with Doug Kern and, of course, Caden. Find out what his take is on kids fishing here, and he's getting excited to go fishing out on the water today with his grandpa. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's talk hook up on the mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light at Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I want to thank our buddy Jim Salazar for filling me in. Ambush XL 36 inch is the Promar net that you want. That's their new one. The Ambush XL.
Yeah,
great,
and I think
great
it used net. To be 32 inches.
Yes, so but, it's bigger and better, and that's the largest the law allows.
It holds more lobsters.
Holds more lobsters and easier for them to crawl in.
Yep.
And out if they need to get out.
Yep.
But yeah, so either way, so that's the one you want, the Ambush XL 36 inch. And, of course, you'll learn more about lobster fishing next Sunday right here on Let's Talk Hookup. The guru himself, Jim Salazar, will be here. And don't forget, too, on Thursday night at Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos, along with the Lori Byron and the company there. Jim will be putting on his lobster hooping seminar. So call him with reservations Thursday night. Check that out.
Yeah, that's really worth checking out. He is unbelievably skilled at that.
Yes. he taught me.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of different methodology. And
yep.
He's put it on the map.
Yeah, and you can elevate your own game by using his techniques for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Don in Woodland Hills, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Good morning, Don.
I wonder if his name is John, too.
You think his name is John? We're going to put Don. I'm wondering if... we lost Don. Let's try Dave in Point Loma. Dave! I think, you know what I know? I think I know what happened there. Our studio engineer, Adam, had to run out of the store.
Oh.
There's no pot up yet. So he's coming running back in, and it looks like he's back up now. So now let's try Dave in Point Loma.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi,
hey,
Dave.
How you doing?
Hey, I want to give kudos to Doug and for giving my grandson some good giveaways at the Fred Hall.
Oh, great.
It got him all stoked to go fishing with me all the time. And I want to give the kudos to the guys on the Independence for yanking me out of the water. I had a little mishap and fell in. And, you know, I was in the water for a little while and couldn't pull myself out. There was no way. I couldn't get out on those docks down at Point Loma sport fishing. And they yanked me out, and I want to thank them.
Yeah, you know, every one of us has been close to that eventuality or have gone in. Including, I've seen crew members go in, and it's a shocking feeling when that happens, and it's nice to have somebody standing by to make it all better for you. So glad that turned out well for you.
Yeah, it was a wake-up call. I mean, it's a lot harder to get out of the water and even to get it into your raft if there's not an engine on it. You can't pull yourself up like a pool.
Right.
No, and especially with your clothes on, your shoes on, and stuff like that.
Yep,
you got it. You got it. So, you know, thanks for all the help, Doug, and all the good info you've given us, and thanks to the guys on the Intrepid. That really helped me out.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's good. That's why you got to wear a life preserver.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
No doubt about it, for sure. And they make those life preservers now that are so, you don't even know that you have them on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Automatic inflating.
Yep.
Yeah. Really, really good thing, good idea to have there, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Tom in Temecula, you're next up, Tom. Good morning.
Morning, Doug and Pete and Kate. Doug, I have a question. Is there a rule of thumb on connections with spectra to mono on, you know, real light mono and real heavy spectra or vice versa? And would the connections change when you're, you know, going from extremes, you know, to real heavy one connection to a real light connection on the other end?
Well, the normal scenario is that your braided line would be slightly heavier than whatever top shot you're using, with one exception. If you're using braided line and doing a little 3 to 6 foot piece of leader, you can put a little heavier leader on there if you want to, say for abrasion resistance. But normally, you know, if you have 65, you'd normally put 40 or 50. If you have 50 braided line, you'd put, you know, maybe 30 or 40, like 1 or 2 pound tests lighter. The problem with going with a super light line to a heavier spectra is the connection can slip pretty easily. So if you had 65 spectra and you wanted to put 20 on there, a lot of times that that line is so thin it'll slip right through the thicker spectra. There's really no reason ever to do that because, you know, if you've got 65 spectra, the whole reason we use braided lines is because it's thinner in diameter and, you know, you can put more line on a reel, you get bit better. Well, if you're going to fish 20-pound test, there's no reason to have 65-pound braided. You might do 40 or even 50. But, you know, once you get to the 65, it's the same diameter as the monofilament. You might as well just fill the reel with straight monofilament at that point. You know, the connections, anytime you make a connection and it's kind of an odd thing like that, say 20-pound to 65, I would sink the connection into water, get it wet like it would be when you are going to cast it, and pull hard and make sure that connection's not going to slip. And so many times I've seen it, you go to cinch it down, and it slips right out. So, you know, try to keep that, you know, 1 or 2 pound tests lighter than your braided line with your monofilament or your fluorocarbon, and you'll be fine.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's head down to Intrepid Landing right next to Point Loma Seafoods and talk to Berkeley Andrews from Seakeeper. Good morning, Berkeley.
Hey, Pete. Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Doing great. So, big Seakeeper demo day, last day at Big Bay Yachts at Intrepid Landing next to Point Loma Seafood today, right?
That's right. That's right, Pete. A lot of exciting stuff going on. It's a great time to get out here and just feel what Seakeeper is all about. You got to get on the boat. This boat gets 95% roll reduction. It just is mind-blowing, and there's nothing like it in the world. We're putting these on, you know, all kinds of boats, but what's exciting now is they're coming on these smaller and smaller boats. I mean, it's official. We will have on display our Seakeeper 2 at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show this year, and it's exciting. I mean, so this is going to be for boats down to 25 feet. So
wait a minute, Berkeley. That's like in a couple of weeks or like a month or something.
Yeah.
No, it's the beginning of November, I believe, right?
It's the first week in November, and God bearing, there's no more hurricanes. But, I mean, it's just so exciting. You know what it's like? It's just, it changes fishing. It changes everything. And
yeah,
it just makes everyone happier. It makes your fish better and makes everyone on board. I mean, it's really such a great opportunity to get down here, guys. So if you're down here in San Diego, come on down. We'll take you out. We'll go fast. We'll go slow. I mean, the Seakeeper will take care of you, and you got to experience it.
And that boat, that 32-foot contender is pretty awesome, too. And Captain Pete, you can talk about tournament fishing back east with Captain Pete, who's also a wealth of knowledge along with Berkeley about Seakeeper. If you're not even in the market, if you just want to be amazed, go down there today. It's free. Just walk up. You have like a little Seakeeper booth with Scott Lampley down there, and just walk up and say, hey, I want to take a ride.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, don't be shy. Come on up. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to educate you. I mean, it's just such an exciting thing that you got to see it. You got to see it. And now, if you can't make it down today, we will be heading up for next week's Southern California Boat Show at Cabrillo Way Marina next Thursday through Sunday. So it's a great boat show, a great demos up there all day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'd love to get you out, and take a ride, be amazed.
Yeah, and that's going to be next Thursday through Sunday. The Seakeeper boat and Pete and yourself will be up there. But today, for those of you in L.A., Orange County area, next weekend would be very good. But today, if you're in the San Diego area, take the time, trust me, just to go down there. And then you'll be able to now talk to them about that new Seakeeper 2 if somebody has a 25 Parker, for example.
We want to make people that are going out for those big bluefin stay out there and be comfortable and catch those fish.
Yes,
no doubt about it, for sure. It is an amazing device. It'll blow your mind. Today, Intrepid Landing, Big Bay Yachts, right there. Say hi to Scott. Say hi to Berkeley. Say hi to Pete. And go take a ride down there for free. What? How late are you going to be there, Berkeley?
We'll be there till about 6 o'clock.
Okay, very good.
So exciting technology. I'll tell you, we happen to be down here right now. I'm standing next to Bill Cavanaugh and the Intrepid, and they're thinking about putting some Seakeepers on board, so imagine that.
Oh, wouldn't that be something, huh? That would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, at some point, the price and the Seakeeper and the ability to do that on a sport boat is going to come together, and it's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure.
Definitely, guys. Well, Pete, I really appreciate the call-in. Great show. Listen, you guys have a wonderful morning, okay?
Thanks, Berkeley. Enjoy. See you down there at Intrepid Landing, down right next to Point Loma Seafoods. Just if you best place to park is over where the Brigantine is, across from San Diego Marine Hardware, in that lot, and then walk along the waterfront there, and then you'll run right into Intrepid Landing there. It's a beautiful walk, and you'll see the Seakeeper demo boat. Easy to find. Yeah,
that's so cool.
You could, if you can find a spot, you could park at the fishing landings too.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So just don't park at Point Loma Seafoods unless you're going to go in and have lunch at Point Loma Seafoods. But you can't.
That little walkway is perfectly fine. I mean, just park across the street from San Diego Marine Exchange, and when you hit the bay, turn left, and it's just 150 yards, something like that.
Easy.
Yeah.
If that even. Yeah. So check that. Yeah, you walk right along.
And it's a nice. They made a nice little waterfront walkway there.
Yeah. Very, very nice. So go down there and check out that Seakeeper boat. It's have you done it yet, Doug?
I have not, but I talked to Rick I think Ryan went down there last year, and they were just like blown away. They had them take the boat in the slip and grab the T-top and start rocking it as violently as they could, and then they turned on the Seakeeper, and they said about ripped their arms out of the socket when it stopped.
Yeah. Well, if you guys get back from limiting out on yellowfin tuna today, you and Caden, then walk over there after that and go check that out.
There you go. I like it.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to John in Long Beach. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. First question for Doug is, do you guys have a date yet for Tackle Days?
We definitely do, and we are well into the planning stages with all of our marketing and getting the word out, and we've got 27 vendors, and we've got all the specials pretty much defined. First Saturday in November, November 4th, going to kick it off at 7 o'clock with Let's Talk Hookup live broadcast right there in the parking lot, so we always have a lot of guys come down early, and you can stand up to the mic and ask questions and watch the – it's just fun to watch all the vendor booths coming together, and there's a definite vibe and feel, and get your coffee and your donut and, you know, whatever, and just hang out. And then, and the tackle store opens at 6, so, that's in full swing by then. And then the booths outside open up at 9 o'clock, and goes till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then again the tackle store and all the specials will still be going, after that. But this is going to be our best one. We've got a few new things. We've got a surface iron casting contest.
What?
Everybody's always smack talking about their surface iron abilities. Well, this is the time to come down and prove it.
Was it distance cast?
Distance. You're going to get one warm-up shot, and you're going to get two casts. And
you bring your own rod?
No.
No?
They're all going to be the same rod so that it's equal across the board for everybody.
Whoa.
And we're going to tie a 7X on there and let them rip.
And what's the prize?
We haven't released that just yet.
Okay.
But it'll be something good. And then we've got a kids fishing contest or casting contest. That'll be right across the dock from the surface iron contest. And so the juniors will be able to come in there and cast and win some prizes. And we've also got a couple other activities we haven't had in the past that we're working on, so we'll see if those come together. And there'll be food there, and we're setting up a little area with tables and chairs right by the waterfront, so you can go there and eat your lunch and watch the casting contests and seminars on all the boats. We've got 12 seminars throughout the day, every topic from bay bass fishing to giant bluefin to long range to calico bass and, you know, all those topics. So it's,
wow.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
And is there going to be any tackle on sale?
This is the one day of the year that Fisherman's Landing Tackle goes complete crazy.
Wow.
And so, yes, we will have deals that we don't offer ever. It's
deals on everything.
Everything. Rods,
everything
reels,
you're not
line,
supposed to.
Lures. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and free giveaways, you know, free this, free that. Buy two, get one free. Buy one, get one free. I mean,
it's kind of like a little mini Fred Hall show, warm-up.
It's a mini Fred Hall show feeling as far as the deals go, but I can assure you the deals are better than anything we offer there, and we have some pretty smoking deals when we go to Fred Hall.
Yeah, better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and great seminars that are just going to be – it's all free.
Yeah, it's free. We've got,
buying tackle isn't free, but, you know, it's almost free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot closer to free than it is normally.
Yes, indeed. And so it's Saturday, November the 4th.
Yep, Saturday, November 4th. Starts at 7 with Let's Talk Hookup. 9 o'clock, vendor booths open in the parking lot. Seminars will start at 9:30 and go throughout the day. We've got the Friends of Rollo raffle going on. Huge raffle. I mean, we get a lot of generous donations from all the vendors. Plus, we have, you know, the fuel dock and the bait receiver and the restaurants in the local area and, I mean, on and on and on and on.
Now, are Mike and Tim going to have the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea tackle box pick?
Well, normally that's what they've done in the past, and I'm assuming they'll do something like that or equivalent, but we haven't actually solidified all the details.
But
there will be definitely something cool there going on at the Rollo booth.
What about the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea spin to win?
You know, I don't think that they bring the wheel
tackle
day.
Okay.
That's done at so many other events. They feel that it's good to do something different at Tackle
okay.
Day. But that's going to be up to Mike and Tim. They're the gurus, to use the word we always use, of Friends of Captain Rollo.
Yeah, very good. All right, look forward to it. Mark your calendars, Saturday, November the 4th.
Yep.
Going to be a good time and lots of stuff on sale. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Bob in Huntington Beach, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. My question is for Doug. Is when you were talking about rigging the butterfly jigs with 130-pound fluorocarbon, how long are you making that?
You know, it doesn't have to be that long. We make them about 2.5 feet. It's just for the abrasion resistance of the teeth of the bluefin. You can do, you know, we do a 130-pound test, so that's anywhere in that 100, 130, 150-pound range is going to be quite fine. And as far as the hooks go, we do modify hooks as well. If people want, we'll put a 76-91, you know, trolling style southwestern tuna hook on there. About an 8-0 size is a good size. The flat falls by Shimano, the two hooks they have are quite adequate for a big fish. Normally, those fish swallow the jig, and you hook them back in the throat somewhere. And so we haven't had any problems really with those. But some people want to, you know, put a giant treble or a giant single hook on there just for a little extra security.
There you go. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Talk to Dino in San Diego. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your show and really appreciate it. I'm just getting back into fishing after about 30 years.
Nice.
So, I'm going on a 3/4-day boat for tuna.
Good.
And I got a Daiwa Sea Line 30 and another one that's a 40. And I'm wondering what Doug recommends as far as Spectra goes. And then the Top Shot. Unfortunately, I put some on myself, and I put it on, and I did exactly what Doug was saying you shouldn't do. So I'm going to bring it into your shop and have you guys put it on. But what do you recommend as far as those two reels for just 3/4-day, full day, overnight, or trips?
Yeah.
To be kind of versatile.
That's perfect. So on the 30, I would put 50 Spectra, and on the 40, I would put 65. And then you have the option of going with a longer top shot or a shorter top shot. If you go longer, you're going to use monofilament, and then you can put a 3-foot fluorocarbon leader for abrasion and invisibility. If you're going to fill your reel all the way to the top with the Spectra, then you can just put a little wind-on leader, 25 feet, or a little 3-foot piece with a knot of fluorocarbon. And I would recommend about 25-pound test for the 30 and 40-pound test for the 40. But with that said, conditions can change, so I would maybe wait until pretty close to the time you're going and get the current information. And then, you know, you can also bring Top Shot material with you. So, if that's the case and you're going to bring some, I'd do 20, 25, 30, and 40.
And that's the beauty of having short Top Shots is you can change at will.
You can change it on as conditions dictate, okay?
Yeah.
I'm fishing 25. Writing's on the wall. The captain's telling me that, you know, everybody that's getting the bites are getting it on 15 and 20. Well, you just tie on a little piece of 20-pound fluorocarbon, and now you're back in the game.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Just about 45 seconds left for a quick report from Patrick G., who just came off a 2.5-day on the Searcher. How was the trip, Patrick?
Oh, we had a spectacular trip. Captain Aaron did a really, really good job. We started out the first day fishing patties and catching some medium-sized yellowfin. Second day, we really, really did well. A couple of different stops on the yellowfin, and then moved into the Coronados and picked away at the bluefin. I think we ended up with 6. Sea lions were terrible, and then ended up the night last night at Pukey Point with lots of yellows on the dropper loop. So, spectacular trip.
Wow, sounds fantastic, Patrick. And how was the food? You gained some weight?
Oh, man, every time I take one of those trips on the Searcher, I have to do a diet. My 36 inches don't fit anymore.
Well, Patrick, I'm sure it was a great trip, and searchersportfishing.com for more info. Thanks for the quick report, Patrick.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right.
Take care, Patrick.
All right. When we come back, we're going to give away a trip, wrap things up with Doug, send him and Caden, he and Caden off fishing, and then tell you about next week's show. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Tom in Temecula, you win that three-quarter day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. You're going to love that trip. Caden, you ready to go fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah? And how big a fish are you going to catch today? Bigger than you, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, good luck. You have fun with your grandpa, Doug, okay?
Okay.
All right, and Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, thanks a lot for that. Of course, Tackle Day?
Tackle Day, November 4th. It's going to be a great time. Anybody that's been down there knows we pull out all the stops, and we're going to do it even bigger this year. Deals, seminars, Let's Talk Hookup, Rollo Booth, all that kind of stuff, 25-plus vendors. So, yeah, we're looking forward to seeing everybody down. Everybody's invited. If you're up north somewhere and you want to get a hotel down here and make a weekend of it for San Diego, it'd be a great time to do that, and we'll see you there.
For sure.
We'll see you down at the landing. Time to go fishing. You got yellowfin, bluefin, three-quarter day trips on up to long range. They're catching wahoo and tuna and dorado and yellowtail down on the long range trips. Everything's shaping up to be a great fall. Oh, yeah. And so if you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us down at the landing, 619-221-8506. Or better yet, come down in person and on the web, saltwatertackle.com. Or for the boats, fishermanlanding.com, and get out there fishing.
There you go. Thanks, Doug. Thank you very much. And thank you, Caden, for coming in this morning. And thank you for listening this weekend. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing and the Bite Journal will be in the studio. And then next Sunday, Lobster Guru from Promar, Jim Salazar. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. And thank you for your great support and listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.